Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright. Tonight, we have a great show. We have Charlie Spivak along with Irene Day, Ralph Martiri, Glenn Miller, and many more. So stick around. Now, to get us started, we'll be hearing from Bob Manning, from Keeley Smith. And right now, it's Harry James, and You Made Me Love You.
So that they can't fly. side. All this your heart won't let you do. This is what I beg of you. Don't take your love from me.
Never fall again. Said adieu to love. Don't ever call again. For I must have you or no one. And so I'm through with love. I've locked my heart. I'll keep my feelings there. I have stocked my heart with icy Frigidaire, and I mean to care for no one, because I'm through with love. Why did you lead me to think you could care? You didn't need me, for you had your share of slaves around you to hound you and swear with deep emotion, devotion to you. Goodbye to spring and all it meant to me. It can never bring the thing that used to be. For I must have you or no one. And so I'm through with love. Why did you lead me to think you could care? You didn't need me, for you had your share of slaves around you to hound you and swear with deep emotion, devotion to you. Goodbye to spring and all it meant to me. It can never bring the thing that used to be. For I must have you or no one. And so I'm through with love.
Bob Manning with a wonderful love song from the mid-1950s, recorded in August of 1955. It was I'm Through With Love, written by Gus Kahn and Matty Malnach back in 1931. Before that, we heard from Keeley Smith, backed up so well by Nelson Riddle and a Henry Nemo tune called Don't Take Your Love From Me. And we started with Harry James and You Made Me Love You. I Didn't Want to Do It. This was recorded on this week back in 1941. Showed up in a film called Broadway Melody, big film of 1938. And this recording number 5 on the hit parade in 1941. Well, it was on this week back in 1935 that the first Major League Baseball game to be played under the lights saw our Cincinnati Reds defeat the Philadelphia Phillies 2-1 at the old Crosley Field. And on this week in 1939, the Yankee Clipper took off from Port Washington, New York, bound for Europe. The plane, the flagship of the Pan American Airways, established the first regular air passenger service across the Atlantic. Of course, that happened in 1939, and things got a little dicey in Europe after that, and that air service did not last all that long. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Coming up, we're going to be hearing a wonderful rendition of Blues in the Night by Jimmy Lunsford. And right now, it's Peggy Lee, and it's a good day.
Yes, it's a good day for singing a song, and it's a good day for moving along. Yes, it's a good day. How could anything be wrong? A good day from morning to night. And it's a good day for shining your shoes. And it's a good day for losing the blues. Everything to gain and nothing to lose. A good day from morning till night. I said to the sun, good morning, sun. Rise and shine today. You know you gotta get going if you're gonna make a showing. And you got the right of way. 'Cause it's a good day for paying your bills. And it's a good day for curing your ills. So take a deep breath and throw away the pills. 'Cause it's a good day from morning till night.
Thank you.
recorded live at the Jefferson Barracks in Missouri in 1943. This was Jimmy Lunsford and his Harlem Express and the Everlasting Blues in the Night by Johnny Mercer and Harold Arlen. Before that, Peggy Lee, a song written by Peggy Lee and husband Dave Barber in 1946 called It's a Good Day. Good song, got up to number 16 on the hit parade in 1947. Peggy Lee, by the way, had a birthday, born on this week back in 1920. Well, the first, I already told you about the first Major League Baseball game. It on this date in 1927, Lucky Lindbergh took off from Roosevelt Field in Long Island, New York, aboard a very small aircraft called the Spirit of St. Louis, en route to Paris in France. 33 and a half hours later, Charles A. Lindbergh arrived at his destination and, as they say, flew into history. And on this week back in 1945, Lauren Bacall and Humphrey Bogart were married. Legend has it the couple fell in love in 1943 while making the film To Have or Have Not, good film. Theirs would become one of Hollywood's most enduring marriages. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Lots of good music coming up. We've got Charlie Spivak with a vocal by Irene Day. We've got Ralph Martiri. And here's Glenn Miller with Ray Eberle on vocal and Moonlight Cocktail.
Jiggers of moonlight and add a star, four in the blue of a June night and one guitar.
Mix in a couple of dreamers and there you are. Lovers hail the moonlight cocktail.
Now add a couple of flowers, a drop of dew. Stir for a couple of hours till dreams come true.
As to the number of kisses, it's up to you.
Moonlight cocktails need a few.
Cool it in the summer breeze. Serve it in the starlight underneath the trees.
Discover tricks like these are sure to make your moonlight cocktail please.
Follow the simple directions and they will bring life of another complexion where you'll be king.
You will awake in the morning and start to sing.
Moonlight cocktail.
you shouldn't let that kind of story go round. You've had your chance and now it's all over. I'll get along somehow. Now there are things that you did I used to forgive, but you'll never change just as long as you live. I used to love you, but it's all over. All over now.
The Charlie Spivak Band with the vocalist Irene Day and a Lou Brown tune from 1920 called I Used to Love You, But You Blew It. And we heard from Ralph Martiri and a song called Tricky. We started with Glenn Miller with Ray Eberle on vocal and the Modern Airs, of course, with a Kim Gannon and Lucky Roberts tune from 1941 called Moonlight Cocktail. This song, big song on the hit parade, number one in 1942, and this was the week that singer Ray Eberle signed on as a vocalist for the Glenn Miller Orchestra for the rousing amount of $35 a week, big money back in 1938. We're going to take a little break right now. Be back after the break with Frank Sinatra. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the second half of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright. Coming up, we have Will Bradley. We'll have Dinah Washington. And here's a whole bunch of stars. Frank Sinatra, Tommy Dorsey, the Pied Pipers, and a great song called I'll Never Smile Again.
Until I smile at you, I'll never laugh again.
What good would it do? For tears would fill my eyes, my heart would realize that all I know I will never start to smile again until I smile at you. Until I smile at you.
Ask me how do I feel now that we're cozy and clinging. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a bell, I'd be ringing. From the moment we kiss goodnight, that's the way I just gotta behave. And if I were a lamp, I'd light. Or if I were a banner, I'd wave. Ask me how do I feel, little me, with a quiet upbringing. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a gate, I'd be swinging. And if I were a watch, I'd start popping my spring. If I were a bell, I'd go ding dong, ding dong, ding. Ask me how do I feel from this chemistry lesson I'm learning. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a bridge, I'd be burning. Well, I knew my morale would crack from the wonderful way you looked. Boy, if I were a duck, I'd quack. Or if I were a goose, I'd be cooked. Ask me how do I feel now that we're fondly caressing. Pal, if I were a salad, I know I'd be splashing my dressing. Or if I were a season, I'd surely be spring. Yes, and if I were a bell, say if I were a bell, if I were a bell, I'd go ding dong, ding dong, ding.
Thank you.
That's a song written by Will Bradley back in 1941 and played by the Will Bradley Band. And one of the more interesting titles we have tonight, it's called Celery Stalks at Midnight. It's on Columbia Records, by the way. Before that, it was Dinah Washington and a song written by Frank Lesser. He wrote the words and the music to it back in 1950. It was in Guys and Dolls, and the song was Dinah Washington and I Wish I Were a, no, If I Were a Bell. And we started with Frank Sinatra, with Tommy Dorsey, the Pied Pipers, and Joe Stafford, and a song written by Ruth Lowe in 1939 called I'll Never Smile Again. Big hit back in those days. It was number one on the hit parade in 1939. And the song was recorded on this week back in 1940 with Joe Stafford and on RCA Victor Records. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, the first bicycles in the United States were called Swift Walkers, and were seen for the first time on the streets of New York City on this day back in 1819. And the first life insurance policy was issued in the United States on this week in 1761. Can you think of what company this was that issued the policy? Well, don't even try. It was the Corporation for the Relief of Poor and Distressed Presbyterian Ministers and of the Poor and Distressed Widows and Children of the Presbyterian Ministers. That's a mouthful, isn't it? We'll get back to more music now on Swing. Coming up, it's going to be Joe Stafford with Johnny Mandel. We'll have Artie Shaw. And here's Ella Fitzgerald with Buddy Bregman, and You Do Something to Me.
Simply mystifies me. Tell me, why should it be? You have the power to hypnotize me.
Something to me.
come home to, you'd be so nice by the fire, while the breeze on high sang a lullaby. You'd be all that I could desire, under stars that are chilled by the winter, under an August moon so nice. You'd be paradise to come home to and
Joe Stafford, backed up so well by Johnny Mandel and his orchestra, and a Cole Porter tune. He wrote the words and the music back in 1942 to You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To. Most popular version of this was by Dinah Shore and also by the Six Hits and a Miss. Before that, Artie Shaw, who, by the way, had a birthday on this week back in 1910, he wrote a song written by E.Y. Harburg called I'm Yours. And we heard from Ella and another Cole Porter tune. He wrote it back in 1929. It was You Do Something to Me. Well, it was on this week back in 1955 that Jack Benny, the beloved Jack Benny, signed off of his last live radio broadcast after a run of 23 years. He was going to be devoting his full time to doing TV. You may remember some of the people he had on the show with Eddie Rochester Anderson and Dennis Day, Mary Livingston and Phil Harris, and of course the announcer, Don Wilson. Let's get back to more music on Swing. We have time for a couple more, and right now it's a good one. It's Nat King Cole, the George Shearing Quintet, and Let There Be Love.
Let there be you, let there be me, there be oysters under the sea. Let there be wind, an occasional rain, chili con carne, sparkling champagne. Let there be birds to sing in the trees, someone to bless me whenever I sneeze. Let there be cuckoos, a lark and a dove, but first of all, please, let there be love. First of all, please let there be love. 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 Let there be love.
And maybe I'm strong. Nevertheless, I'm in love with you. Maybe I'll win and maybe I'll lose, and maybe I'm in for crying the blues. Nevertheless, I'm in love with you. Somehow I know at a glance the terrible chances I am taking. Start and left with a heart that is breaking. Maybe I'll live a life of regret. Maybe I'll give much more than I'll get. Nevertheless, I'm in love with you. Regret, and maybe I'll give much more than I'll get. Nevertheless, I'm in love with you, 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 you.
Thank you.
listening to Buddy Rich and his fine band with some big names in there, such as Pete Condoli and Harry Edison and Bob Cooper, and a song called Shorty George. Before that, it was Patti Page and Pete Rugolo's orchestra and Nevertheless. And we heard from Nat King Cole with the George Shearing Quintet and a song called Let There Be Love. This is Bill Cartwright saying thanks so much for being with us tonight. I hope you come back and join us again next weekend, Saturday night, between 10 and 11 for lots more great stuff on Swing.